Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And now it's time for Star Tribune sports columnist Chip Scoggins on the Chad Hartland Show.
Chip in the house. You were at that game yesterday, correct?
I was.
Okay. How soon did you grow bored of that game?
Pretty quickly. It was interesting. We were watching the stadium right before kickoff, and there was nobody. It felt like a preseason game. So the Giants fans had pretty much checked out, and it was just bad, boring football. So probably sometime in the second quarter, I felt like this is going to be one of those days where it's just not too exciting.
No, it was not, and I. Listen, the Vikings have a good defense. It's clear. When you go six games without allowing a passing touchdown, that's a heck of an accomplishment. We'll get to that. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't feel like this was inspirational, like hard nose. And I'm not saying everybody's going through the motions, but you wanted to grab onto something, and it was really hard to grab on. I'm watching it. I'm doing some work for the show, and then I'm like, okay, where are the dishes, and what Christmas presents do I still need to do? So let's get to McCarthy. You wrote about McCarthy. I have not looked in the last half hours. KOC met the media yet today?
No, there's no access today with the short week. They're just doing it tomorrow, so they're going to have one day of access. So we'll get the update there unless it leaks out, but no update, nothing official today.
I owe Lindsey Brown an apology because I was looking earlier and she said, well, maybe because of the short week, they won't meet. I'm like, no, the NFL, you're required to meet. I mean, they're obsessed. So, Lindsey, you were correct. I was wrong. Wow. She's now looking for cash in return. okay. So let me pose this to you. From what we now know about J.J. McCarthy, let's go into the premise. He does not play another snap. Let's just go, which is a possibility. We don't know. What should they do next year regarding the quarterback position as of today and under the premise that he's not going to play again this year, if that's true?
You have to go out and as best you can try to find a veteran with some experience to compete and or give you a legitimate chance to win. Given McCarthy's, if you stick with McCarthy as a starter, you have to go in thinking he's going to miss time. I mean, it's just how it is right now. I mean, he's had four injuries in 2 years. He's played 8.5 games. That's not enough evaluation time to know, okay, is this guy going to be a franchise starter? They may say we still want him to be the starter, but you can't go in, I don't think, without a veteran backup that's going to push him in camp and give you a realistic chance to run a, you know, a functional offense if and when he gets hurt again.
Agree 1,000%. That's a lot of what I said in the first hour when I addressed it. You have to find somebody. You know, the Daniel Jones type that they tried to bring in this year. But the difference is Daniel Jones was smart. He knew that unless J.J. McCarthy wasn't healthy or was just a disaster in training camp, he got no chance. Chip, I think they need to convince somebody. And they'll say, we still like J.J. a lot. We're not going to be naive and act like we're not going to give him a chance. But as you just said, his health, and also say, look around at our team. We won 14 games 2 years ago, and we think there's a reason why. And look at what we did with Sam Darnold. Look at how Cousins talks about us. We think that maybe your place is here for a long time, or we can resurrect your career, because they can't get somebody who's only a backup. They got to get somebody who either the promise is so good, or they've showed somebody that if McCarthy either doesn't get better or gets hurt, which seems like a given now, that that guy can play.
Well, and quarterbacks are going to do their homework too, and they're going to look at this situation and say, A, he hasn't yes, he still is probably their guy long-term, or they're hoping he is, but he hasn't solidified that. And B, he hasn't shown he can stay healthy, so there's a really good chance that if you're that quarterback, you're going to get some playing time here. So, yeah, it's not going to be the, you know, 38-year-old quarterback who's coming in that on his last legs to be the mentor. You need somebody that you feel like might have to play 5, 6, 8, whatever games because that's basically what is happening this year. So I would think that there would be, and I don't know who it is, you know, we'll see what those names look like and who's available, but I would think it would be somewhat appealing to a quarterback to be in a, you know, situation with O'Connell and Jefferson and Addison and that offense, and knowing, hey, this quarterback, there's a pretty good chance I either beat him out in camp or he gets hurt and I'm the starter.
Lindsay was just, because Dave's off for a couple days, Lindsay was just looking at a couple names, and you're like, you have to find the right person. Like Lindsay mentioned, like Zach Wilson. Like, think about Zach Wilson. Wasn't he like the second pick with the Jets?
Yeah.
A few years ago, too. I don't think he showed anything at all. He hasn't played as much as Darnold. I never really understood it myself, but who knows? Then she said, well, what about you swing bigger? And at some point, Arizona is going to say the Kyler Murray experience just doesn't work out.
I wouldn't do it. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
So two things for me. One, another guy I've never loved. And two, he's making $35, $40 million, right? That's big. So you got to – the right person has to be there. Is the right person maybe Daniel Jones again if that Achilles is back in time? Or is he just going to say, why would I come here? Indianapolis is going to wait for me, and until he hurt his fibula before the Achilles, I was like their guy.
Well, that's it. Yeah, I don't – who knows what his, you know, his situation, health is going to be wise, and what kind of – I mean, I feel bad for him because his contract's going to – he was on the way to getting a big payday, and we'll see what that looks like, you know, now with his injury. But, yeah, Lindsay's on the right track in terms of somebody who is either a high draft pick that just hasn't materialized somewhere and maybe, you know, O'Connell can resurrect a career, or, you know, definitely a veteran. Kyler Murray, I would not want. I've never been a fan of his. And did you see his cap number? I saw somebody tweeted out when he got benched.
It's crazy, right?
It was unbelievable, like, what his cap number is for the next couple of years. So, but this is the frustrating thing, Chad, is like we said when JJ came back from the injury, like the rest of the season was all about an evaluation and getting to the end of it and having as many games as he possibly could have to try to get a better understanding of where he's at and what they have to do. It's incomplete.
Yeah.
Like that picture is incomplete to me now. And they can't reasonably go if, you know, let's say he doesn't play the last two games. We don't know that, but let's just, you know, that assumption. How can you reasonably say with any confidence, we know what we have and that he's going to be the franchise guy? I don't think you could say that. They may try to convince themselves that, you know, he's that guy, but there's not enough evidence of anything yet.
Well, when I clicked on this earlier and I went back to here, here are some of the names. Like Russell Wilson, no. Joe Flacco,
no.
No. Tyrod Taylor, no. Trey Lance, no. My initial thought on Zach Wilson is no. So let's bring the A-Rod name up again. Okay. He's playing pretty good right now. Bizarre finish. You know, you didn't have a chance because you're cranking. The way that Lions-Steelers game, did you see the highlights, the final play?
Were there two OPIs in the same series?
Yeah, on the last play, clear cut, St. Brown, offense interference. Okay, just no doubt about it. Then, also clear cut, they should blow the whistle, right? They've taken him back like 5 yards. He flips it to Goff. Goff runs in. The Steelers are just watching, and so they announce it is a touchdown, but then the pass interference. These guys in forward progress, I couldn't figure it out. But, would you jump in the – I was against the Rodgers experience last year. You know, a bigger swing would be Mac Jones, right? What's San Francisco going to do? Because, you know, another guy's a pretty good quarterback who gets hurt a lot? Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy gets hurt a lot. And Mac Jones has come in, and once he gets away from Belichick running an offense, he looks like a guy who's a okay quarterback.
And it's going to be interesting how much they're willing to commit financially to that position. The whole idea was that, you know, have a young quarterback on his rookie deal, and how much are you going to pay that second guy? And, I mean, this whole roster is going to – they're sort of back to the way they were when Kwesi and Kale came in that a veteran roster that they're going to have to make some decisions on. Guys are making a lot of money. Who goes? Who stays? How do you balance out a roster? Because it's way too old right now. You can't continue to have this old of a roster. They need to get younger. Now we can talk about their draft history, but they have a lot of roster decisions coming up, and you know how much they want to spend on a backup quarterback is going to be a big part of that.
Couple more items on the Vikings when we come back with Chip, and then we'll get to some other teams, including the Wolves' victory over Oklahoma City on Friday, and some just overreaction to the Wild losing to Colorado. Like, calm down, people. Back with Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune. You want to chime in with a text? You certainly can. 651-461-9226, including who should be the guy competing for J.J. McCarthy as the starting quarterback next year. Text away.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Couple more points in the Vikings with our friend Chip Scoggins from the Star Tribune. I understand we're taking great pains to talk concussions. Again, sad news yesterday that Ryan Kelly gets another concussion. Okay, just awful. Third, six for the career. And if it's six for the career, and if both of us are wondering what the actual number is. So we get the plays on Harrison Smith and on Eric Wilson. You wrote a very nice column on Eric Wilson and the career year he's having and how they better re-sign him because he's very important to them. I'm watching that game. They both tackle Dart, a guy about their height.
Yeah.
Their helmets are up. They're not leading with the crown. It is a sport where unless you're down in the field, and I haven't been down in the field in a while, you forget just how fast it is. I'm sorry, there has to be a little bit of interpretation as opposed to just hitting the helmet, because these guys are also told keep their helmet up so you don't suffer a serious neck injury. You know, and you don't always have time to duck your head to the side. I under the rules, I guess, but come on, those were two football plays to me, and I'm not exactly a Vikings home.
Yeah, I actually talked to Harrison about it afterwards for a my second day column, the follow column I did. Going out to the locker room, I passed Roger Goodell yesterday, and he was with his group, and he was leaving. That got me to thinking. After watching,
did he say hi to you?
No, he was too busy with his group.
Yeah,
he didn't stop and chat. Hey, if I'd have been Sid, he would have stopped in his track. It made me stop and think. Is like, there's all this talk about going to 18 games.
Yes.
Like, after watching that game, can you imagine saying, "Let's do another one of these"?
Oh God,
like. No. But anyways, I was talking to Harrison, and he was saying, you know, some of the rule changes to protect quarterbacks, it's probably led to them thinking, okay, games are more watchable because you're trying to protect quarterbacks and limit injuries. So he understands the business side of it. He said, I'm not going to complain about those calls. He said, early in my career, I complained a lot about the calls, and he said, I just had to adjust, but clearly, I think they were more upset with the Eric Wilson one. That one was – both of them, to me, look like football plays.
I know.
You're trying to protect people. But those are the kind of plays where people scream, it's football. I'm done with the NFL. This is, you know, ridiculous.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
it just – those didn't seem like roughing the passer penalties to me at all.
All right, what do we say about Flores and the defense overall to go six straight games without giving up a passing touchdown?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they've faced, a couple of the worst offenses in the league here of late. But
Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott. You still faced NFL players, you know. So, it's incredible. Early in the year, we were complaining a lot about the pass defense and a lot about the run defense, and they've come together, played a lot better. I think getting healthy, obviously, now they're not as much without Grenard and Metellus. They've played well. The strategy that the Giants had yesterday were basically Jackson Dart was not going to throw the ball.
Running out the clock. I mean, honestly, it was terrible. I mean, their first complete – what was it again? Was it 23 plays in where they finally completed the pass or something?
Yeah, in the first half, two of his passes were completed, one to his teammate and one to Murphy.
Yeah.
I mean, he had one completion for 2 yards at halftime. It was But he only threw it like five times. They just kept running the ball. So I don't know what they're, that team's an absolute mess. But
to get the job, like this Kafka's trying, that's your plan? I mean, play wishbone offense?
Yeah. That was not it.
No, that's not. All right, let's get to a couple of the teams in town. I know I shouldn't always judge the reaction on Twitter, but, I mean, the Wild have had this incredible run. The buzz on getting, the second or third defenseman in the league, and they get their butts kicked yesterday by Colorado, a game I watched a decent amount. And again, Colorado, their record is stupefying so far.
Yeah.
And close circuit, boys and girls, Colorado's better right now and might be better the whole year. But some of the stuff, it's like, oh, man, we just don't rank. We don't compare. They better start adding. They are allowed to lose a game.
Going to win the rest of them.
And not overreact. And by the way, now, the Sidney Crosby stuff's out there. And by the way, look at his numbers. He's having an unbelievable year. I'm like, maybe a third-round pick, because Garen knows him so well. And, Marc-Andre Fleur is here. I'm sure, Pittsburgh really cares about that. And they're going to say, we're going to trade you know, along with Mario, one of our two, and Yaga, our two franchise guys. And because we like Billy and his meatballs, just give us a fourth-round draft choice.
Billy and his meatballs. What a story.
Yeah.
I mean, it reinforced how good Colorado is. If anything, I didn't get to see any of it, obviously, but I just saw the score and was like,
clinic.
Hey, they're really good. They're the best team.
Yeah.
The best team in the league right now. And I don't know that any one game is a measuring stick. We like to say that it is. But they were going to, you know, they're bound to lose a game and have a clunker, if that's what it was. I don't know. But, I mean, here's the thing. You're more likely going to have to beat that team in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to play better against them, but I don't think we should say the sky's falling because of one loss in the regular season. Let's see what happens if it gets to the postseason here.
The Wolves play great basketball Friday. They win a thrilling game against Oklahoma City. They deserve praise, but also just makes me shake my head about so many other games this year.
Yeah.
Where they're just bored. I mean, and again, Western Conference Finals, nice, proud.
Yep.
I like when you're bored if you got a championship banner up there. And I think it's going to be interesting to watch the obvious thing is the point guard thing. Maybe it's going to be interesting to watch what he does with Conley, because he talks about Finch talks about Conley like we talk about our kids. You know, he just still believes in him, and he kind of bailed their butt out yesterday. They have they just have Nas going off the bench. That's it. Shannon's been a disappointment. It still wouldn't shock me if at some point as the year goes along, he puts Conley back in the starting lineup, brings Dante off the bench, and you have Dante and Nas to give you two scores off the bench. Because right now, if Nas isn't giving you points off the bench, you got nothing. I mean,
yeah, I was at the game Friday, and it was, you know, it was a fun atmosphere, and it was nice to see them kind of rise to the moment. You know, it's a regular season game, and I think OKC had played the night before, but
they had
that final minute by Ant with the three, the block and the steal, that was incredible. Mm-hmm. I had taken my two boys who were just sitting in the stands. It was a fun atmosphere. But, yeah, you just want to see more consistency. More, you know, it's just, you know, they'll get up and then they'll play a you know, inferior opponent and then just kind of waddle through it, you know, and it's just not I don't know. Can you just flip the switch once you get to the end of the year? I don't know, Chad. I mean, I know I still like your talent, but I agree with you on the point guard situation. I watch it, and I don't know if they're equipped to get to the Western Conference Finals again if they don't make another move.
With Oklahoma City, Denver, San Antonio, and Houston, those four teams. Those four teams, at least so far, are clear-cut better than them. And they don't have much to deal because they've been aggressive in the other trades. And by the way, Gobert is playing very good this year, right? So gave up a lot, but he's still playing a high level. This group, for a series, I don't think can match up. Like anybody else in the West, of course they can. But man, Oklahoma City is a machine. Wemby is, oh my God! I can't watch that guy.
Love affair on Twitter with him.
I cannot stop watching that guy. There's nobody like him.
He's incredible. Yeah.
I mean, if he stays healthy, the stuff he's going to do is just all time stuff, or maybe just all time viewing. Houston's a machine. They got the Joker. So, I mean, you're going to hear more White. Colby White out of Chicago, but would you deal Dante?
What do you have to give up for him, though, Chad?
He's making some money, and he's a free agent, right? So you're not going to just get him for Rob Dillingham and a pick swap.
No.
You know?
No.
Because there are other teams that need point guards, and I don't have a lot of interest in LaMelo or Trae Young or Ja. But, I mean, let's not forget the boss swings big. You know, Conley is not afraid, and he's really, really smart, and he knows the last two Finch teams, you know, at least last year in particular, built slow. And so, you know, for a team that's been really hit and miss, the record, 19-10 is not bad. It just, it feels hollow, doesn't it? Just doesn't feel like it's really 19-10.
Are there a lot of bad teams this year, or is it just me? It feels like they play a bad team every
unbelievably soft schedule so far. They have benefited from it.
I have to imagine the second half of the season is going to get a lot more challenging, and that's where you're going to, you know, that's where you really need to see that consistency. And so, Conley's kind of laying in the weeds, and we know he's, you know, not afraid to make a deal. And I find it hard to believe that him and Finch are going to sit back and say, nah, we're good at point guard. I think we're okay. I just, my gut tells me they know that they're short there too. And, you know, maybe they'll lean harder on Mike as, you know, the season goes on. I don't know, but I still feel like there's a move coming down the stretch here.
Also, Conley's so quiet during the year, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, Billy's everywhere. And I get football guys, but, like, Valley talks all the time. He just, you know, for a very likable guy, he just doesn't talk that much during the year.
Yeah, he's not a guy that I need to be the face of the organization. He prefers to stay in the background, and that's just kind of him being his style. He's pleasant enough when you talk to him, but we just don't see him.
Correct.
We just don't have a lot of those interactions.
Are you done Christmas shopping?
I think my wife is, yes.
Excuse me?
No, I think we are. Yeah.
Can she help me out? Because I'm not done. Is she available? Is there a fee or something like that?
I got home and I saw a wrap from New York, and I saw wrapping paper in our bedroom. So I think I need to catch up and do some wrapping here probably.
That is your role. All right, man. Have a fabulous Christmas, and we'll talk next week.
You too. Have a great Christmas. See you.
Chip Scoggins, political roundtable, including this one. Is he really who we deserve? Really? This guy? You're kidding me, right? Back in moments.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.